No.
Being in the 20s is tough because I am in it.
Yeah.
It's the same way I thought when I was 16. I thought I was facing the toughest moment of my life.
Okay.
And I'm here and it's tough. So I'm wondering, what's it going to be like when I'm 30?
This is what I went through this year. What makes me sad is the fact that I'm only 20 years and I feel like I've got the world's problems on my shoulders.
Let her know that you're not just there for...
Do your man relax for the chair inside there?
Of course, man. They can't talk about music, so as
yeah. Yeah, man.
This is your
man.
House.
He's taking charge, eh? Yeah, Charlie, how has the week been for you, Nana?
Charlie, you too, but hustle boys, so why we need you?
La hustle boys, huh?
Nana.
The move for hustle in here, what's that?
So
I will,
straight,
Charlie, what's up?
Adios, yeah.
I see people.
I see so you know the come yard.
Is it?
You know the come yard, so I you see.
Now when I'm saying, I don't know why when I'm doing the work, you get like plenty of tools.
Some way. That guy, some way. That guy. That guy, some way.
Your man never try to give you.
We talk, we talk about that one. You use your mind.
Charlie.
Off-air combos.
Sawa hum. More of them. But I hear something for Twitter. This Nigerian people that are dating. I don't really know what they happen.
Every time I get on Twitter, they make her believe in Nigeria no be real place.
Why?
Nigeria be some experiments. Some bubbling sideways. Then just monitor the things.
Really?
No matter how serious the matter, they will find some way to take.
Bro, the matter will be funny. federal government for Nigeria say they ban Twitter. We didn't come announce them for Twitter.
For Twitter.
Twitter and can't announce them for Twitter. Like, that's the problem.
Yeah, no.
Nah, well, yeah.
I don't really be like a social media freak like that. Be recently, I make active for Twitter. So I go the trend. I say, and they say them ban Twitter for Nigeria.
But they can't talk for Twitter.
Can you imagine?
The whole situation is funny. But actually, there's a much larger conversation to be had about the power that Twitter has.
Okay.
Twitter had all rights to ban any tweet they find offensive or in contradiction to their laws and whatever it is. But then there's a much bigger conversation to have about, I don't know, head of state having their freedom of, I wouldn't say freedom of speech per se, but like, this is the second time it's happened. If Twitter decides to have or decides to go this route with other countries, and this becomes a thing that happens frequently, there will have to be some sort of regulation. You understand? Because Twitter is literally the only organization that is saying that what you said goes against, and Facebook has a similar thing.
Okay.
But then I feel like because there isn't a general sort of construct that we are all supposed to abide by, each platform is making its own rules and regulations. And if you go against those rules and regulations, they are going to ban you.
Okay.
You understand? So I feel like there should be a much general one.
Okay.
A much general one that they are all supposed to follow. That should be made into maybe a universal law or something than the individual ones they both have.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Charlie, I mean, what do you make of this whole Nigerian Twitter
then? This Twitter matter there, bro. Honestly, I don't really follow because me, I know say it will be something where at the end it will be joke. So they go find way around it. So
but they've already found a way around it. A lot of people for Nigeria started Google
VPN. Oh, Charlie.
So yeah.
Wait, even today I see some tweets. Somebody doing VPN Somalia, where somebody to tweet say make God bless everybody, then make everybody in VPN change them to come to life.
Wow.
When he said that, they make it change the VPN before he say that prayer.
Nigerians be one of the hardest people for the continent top. Because the things that they go through.
So yeah,
sometimes I imagine if they happen for GH Power Challenge.
Yeah, well,
Africa, they'll be Nigeria.
Really?
And I will eat them, our younger brothers.
I see.
Africa, they'll be Nigeria.
Small, really?
A small way they pass on the high tops, if you know they see top.
All right, so guys, today it's all about music, right? Let's zoom into the conversation and make a know. I mean, the kind of music you guys are into. When I make a star plus you, I mean, what kind of music are you into?
If you had asked me this question maybe 3-4 years back, I would have told you only hip hop.
Okay.
Because that was what I was into by then.
Okay.
But now I can't look, the kind of music I'm listening to, I can't even describe it.
Really?
Yes, because some of the things I even listen to is not even, you can't, well, it's not even what you would call music. At this point, it just sounds.
Interesting.
You understand what I'm saying? It's a whole variety, and I'm beginning to call from a lot of different genres. I listen to a lot of, obviously, hip-hop, hip-life, alternative, R&B, soul. I'm listening to a lot of high life nowadays. I can't remember all of them, but yeah. I'm listening to a lot of music.
Yeah. Okay. Walid.
I think sometimes I feel like I'm an old soul trapped in a young body. Yeah.
How so?
I kind of like high life. Rumba, Irade.
Wow.
And he's tearing me. Come on. Hey, that man is something else. Rumba, Dase Bre, Dada KD.
Wow.
I have music I like from all sides, but Lumba there is supernatural.
Wow.
Like, that guy is even more than Michael Jackson.
My God.
I have people who disagree with that.
But
hits are back to back. I'll pick Lumba over NG.
Wow.
So generally I like all music.
Okay.
Anything that sounds nice in my ears.
Okay.
I believe that Nipa day, one moment you are sad, one moment you are happy, one moment you are just a yearning party. So there should be diversity.
Diversity.
So yes, but high life is top notch.
Okay. Okay for you. Okay. Kwaku.
Yeah. I listen to everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So mostly it depends on how I'm feeling or if I get in tune with what I'm listening to at the time, I'll like make a whole research on everything around that genre, and then so I was listening to High Life somewhere last year, November to December.
Okay.
I was doing all the Kodwenji, Daddy Lumba, just the same artist he was mentioning, and then earlier this year someone put me on South Africa house music.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was listening to like house music for like a month, and yeah, around February 2 to the end of February, a friend of mine, he's like a guitarist, he put me on jazz.
Wow.
So I was doing the Robert Glasper's, the John Batiste, like all those Nina Simone's, everything around jazz. So yeah, but now I'm back. I won't say I'm back, or like, yeah, now I'm listening to like hip hop. Yeah, so like I fell out of touch with hip hop. With trap, I wasn't really liking the whole trap thing because the content was a little bit loose for me. But I'm back listening to hip hop again. Like I'm doing Griselda, mainly Griselda right now, because like they're doing now hip hop, like they're bringing back the whole hip hop thing.
Okay.
So like I listen to basically everything.
I mean, you said something about content. I mean, is that what you look out for when you are selecting the kind of music you are listening to? And then you also said your friend put you on African house music.
House music.
In fact, I didn't even know that was even a thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
House music.
I'm a thing like that.
House music is mostly about like instrumentals.
Okay.
So when we talk about content, it's not even about just what the person is spewing. Mm. It's not just about what the person is spewing. Okay. Sometimes it's just about production, because house music is like, I don't even know what kind of music to put on.
Jerusalem? Oh,
that one, it has like more lyrics to it. Mostly house music doesn't really have like a lot of lyrics to it. It's just like few words, and okay, then the more beat just keeps bumping. Yeah, so yeah, so the most, like, when I say house, when I like house music, or I talk about content with house music, I'm talking about just production.
Okay.
Yeah, how the beat is like running, like the loop in it, and you know, so yeah.
Okay.
So content wise, I think it's subjective.
Okay.
So, yeah. For me, okay, I like content in relations to lyrics, production, everything around it. Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, so let's talk about content in relation to lyrics. So, yes. You go by any kind of lyrics, or maybe like you are really particular about it.
I'm particular about it. I have to feel it. Like, I have to
the vibe, huh?
Exactly. Mm. Like, I liked Made in Lagos, Wizkid. Okay. Bad album. Mm. Bad album. Mm. I was listening to the album for like, what, 2-3 months straight. Like, I wasn't listening to anything else. When I take my iPod, that's like, anything I listen to all day, the album is like, and right now, I don't even know any album I can compare it to, like, in relation to Hip Life or, I'm like anticipating King Promise's album right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I'm just hoping like he overthrows this guy for me.
Interesting. Yeah, Walid. I mean, you're a mad fan of Daddy Lumba. Mm-hmm. So, would you say
the kind of artist? High Life.
High Life, okay. Okay.
But, yeah, Daddy Lumba is top notch.
Okay, so would you say that the kind of artist, you know, sort of informs your decision on what kind of music, you know?
No. When I start listening to music, I don't look for the artist.
Really?
I just listen to the music. Mm. And when I like it, I look for the artist.
Oh, okay.
So I like Lumba's song if I look for Lumba. And I saw, this guy is great.
Okay.
How Okay.
Okay.
I think I grew up with Aben Waha and then things. Mm. But see, when you're listening to Lumba's songs, you understand the words.
Mm.
It's when you listen to it over and over.
I can really relate. I can relate to that, yeah.
So, but then, yes, The Separate 2 is also good. Kojinchi has some. Yeah, so, I like music. Mm. So, when I find the music, then I look for the artist. I heard King Promise's voice. The only to look for in my head, he had other songs that I used to look for, and I like them.
Mm.
So, I just have to get the music, listen to it if I like it. And also, I also like country music. So I have Dolly Parton, Don Williams, Kenny Rogers. I also like them. But I don't listen to everything from them.
Okay.
Yes. So I like the music, the rhythm, the lyrics, the beats, everything.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's say that Limba is doing a different kind of music. I mean, would you still listen to that kind of music because it's that Limba?
That guy has every song. He has reggae. Gospel. Well, you want me to sing his gospel? So. The Hosanna, he did Hosanna with Ampong, Great Ampong.
Okay.
He has gospels too. That's okay. Great as gospel.
Okay.
I don't know the dynamics of music.
Okay.
Whether it's the tune that gives it the line, you guys can help me. Is it the beat or the tune that makes it high life, hip hop, or.
The beat
instrumental sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, really. I have no idea.
The beat per minute.
Yeah, the beat
per minute. Okay.
So if it's slowed down to a certain beat per minute, that's what places in a certain category.
Okay.
So High Life is sort of more slower than Hip Life. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So they do, but okay, then probably doesn't do rap.
Okay.
But they have everything. You have gospel, a song gospel. And everything is in there.
What's from Jesus?
Yes, so yes. I think I like that guy so much.
Interesting. So I mean, so that's his personality count. And then I'm not sure is this his music.
Me, I look for the music before I go look for the person.
Mm.
When I heard Wizkid, I like music Wizkid too.
Okay.
Because I like his music. I don't like people. I don't. I can't be like MDK fine. Anything be a hey mad woman. Oh, anything just be a is mad for them.
Okay.
Because they're coming from their superstar. No.
Okay.
When I listen to the music, I like it. I'll go look for the person.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
I was listening to. It's talking about. I think it's one podcast I was listening to. They're talking about it's like music and personality.
Mm-hmm.
And R. Kelly's name came up.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. So like these names were ghastly crazy.
Mm.
So I'm asking, do you want to separate the art from the personality, or? Because some people were saying that because of what R. Kelly did, now if they hear his music, just turn it off.
Mm.
Like, is the music good? Do you want to listen to the music? You can listen to the music and separate the personality.
Just like that.
Yeah.
But some people were basing their facts on the reason that once they listen to or they stream the music, he's getting money off them. And
Okay, exactly.
They don't want to support him by giving him money, and it's like you're still making him get like a livelihood.
I think then those people are not really music lovers, because honestly,
if you really like the music,
I mean, it's the music.
Because someone went to do something with some white woman, the idea like that won't listen to Stormy Sober again.
Charlie.
And you could just like that, but he has one life to me. So
I think to each his own. It's a relative issue. Everyone feels differently towards it.
Yeah.
When now Kelly songs come, which we all know comes on right now, you can't deny the feeling it gives you. But then someone might think it might remind someone of the kind of things he's done with these women. And all these issues and all these cases that have come, and because of that, we decide to tell themselves that no, they are not going to listen to this music. They have to stop themselves. But when you listen to it the first time it hits, it's going to give you that feeling that it gave you when you enjoy. But you have to tell yourself. So it's really it's
on. I mean, talking about R. Kelly, so I'll say Kwamna is more like Agana R. Kelly sort of. Because okay, fine, fair enough. I mean, he's done music where you know, okay, you classify it as gospel, like be quiet, right? Yes, and then he has done music like Chiemuda, like all those things. You understand?
What is your question?
So we are talking about personality, right? So I mean, who will argue that because he's done, you know, all those kind of tracks. If he does a gospel track, I mean, you shouldn't listen to it.
When you take the Bible teaches you about faith, righteousness, all those good things.
Yeah.
The same Preach. Bible when it goes to
my God.
Give
also,
them.
The same Bible when you go to Songs of Solomon, it talks about a lot of explicit things there. You understand? So it's I feel like we are picking what we want to use to judge certain people. If there is a board somewhere and the board says according to so and so, that song is not gospel. Yeah, that is what the board is saying, but that is not my personal decision.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's subjective.
Okay.
If we can sit there and make the argument for whether or not it is gospel or not, but you can't say definitively that this song is not gospel because of such and such and such. Music is... it encompasses everything. It's a whole entire thing. You've chosen this side. You've chosen to do this. You've chosen to do that. That does not necessarily mean you cannot appreciate other forms. You understand? And sometimes as Christians, we try to limit ourselves to things that are sort of, let's say, gospel or Christian. You understand? Yeah. And it's good. We need to build our faith.
Yeah.
But then, you being a Christian and you are feeding your spirit with gospel-based things doesn't mean you cannot appreciate other things. Understand? It's art. God created art.
Yeah.
Understand? Art is God-inspired.
Mm.
And sometimes people even draw inspiration from people that are not Christians.
A lot of
very, very good Christian songs have come from people who aren't even... because if that were the case, then only... very, very good Christian songs only come from people who are very built, like highly built in faith. Then just imagine who would be singing these songs. You understand?
All these people who are gospel musicians, if you want to judge them based on how solid or how strong their faith is, and you want to use that criteria to judge what is or what is not a good Christian song, imagine how many people will not pass that criteria.
True.
You understand what I'm saying?
True.
So true. Sometimes we need to chill a little bit.
I mean, Koku, last time you're telling me that you know, I think I was playing this song, you heard it and you were like, is this gospel? And I'm like, it's gospel rap. And you're like, it's not like gospel rap. Oh, rap is rap.
Yeah, I won't say there's nothing like gospel rap because now
there is.
But to me, if I want to listen to rap, I know people I can go to and listen to rap. And I'm not sure any of these people we term as gospel rappers can rap more than these people I know as like hip hop artists. So if I'm going to listen to that gospel rap and it's still going to give me that nostalgic feeling of hip hop music, then what's the essence? Because I need to have that whole entire feeling as like I'm listening to a gospel song. Like, if I was listening to a gospel song, very good gospel song I can listen to. That's not going to give me that whole bumping and jumping around and feeling all. So, but some people are actually like it, but I was talking from like a very personal experience it makes me feel.
And I want to counter what you said.
We've had these arguments before.
Oh, really?
Naturally, when naturally, we assume that gospel songs are songs that lift our spirits, you know, connect us to God.
Yeah.
You understand? But if you're a Christian, you know that you are constantly connected to God by the Holy Spirit. You understand? So
that's your man can walk.
Let me just argue with you.
Let me relax for
me. Okay.
So, in that sense, gospel, we always limit gospel songs to. Let me say this then. As Christians, we rarely talk about things that directly affect us. In a sense that whenever you listen to a gospel song, it is. I'm not saying this is wrong. I'm just stating the fact.
Okay.
It is about praising God, lifting His name, or telling you something about the Holy Spirit or something.
Yeah.
We rarely talk about things that are real or realistic that people can actually
relate to.
You understand?
And
in that genre that he's talking about, people are basically rapping about what they've been through. You understand? What they went through. When they were not Christians, now they are Christians. How they are trans, like all those things. It's a whole process, and they are just letting out their hearts on that song. You understand? If by the criteria that whatever board says that you need to be a Christian before, by that criteria, you can say that that's gospel song. You understand? But it doesn't even have to fall under that criteria.
Okay.
To be gospel, you understand?
Yeah.
It's not when you listen when you want inspirational songs, they are songs. You understand? So I feel like the gospel criteria we always limit it to that particular thing. Like it's a whole spectrum. There should be a whole spectrum. There should literally even be gospel jazz.
I think there is.
You understand?
That, of
course. Because you can't only limit it to just gospel song, because that is what we know. I don't blame anybody for that, but that is what we know. And that is when we go to church, that is what we sing, and I don't blame anybody for that. But I feel like there's a whole spectrum that we are not looking at that is allowing us to limit ourselves to that particular thing that we know right now.
From what he's talking about, right? He was talking about basically letting your heart all out on how you feel about a certain situation in connection to God and gospel and whatever. So he's basically speaking about content.
Okay.
I'm not speaking about content.
Okay.
I'm speaking about
the genre.
Yes.
Okay.
The style of music.
And
I'm not saying it's wrong to have gospel rap.
I'm
not, like, there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
I personally don't get that connection with that type of music.
Okay.
you can have that style and call it gospel rap. There's actually like hip hop jazz. I actually have like a few music on hip hop jazz.
Wow.
D Smoke fall under that. Sometimes even Kendrick falls under that. There's a few J. Cole's on it. There are a lot of like people who do actually do gospel hip hop jazz.
Yeah.
So me saying that, I don't like get the connection with gospel rap doesn't mean that it's wrong to do it or it's. But when I actually want to have that, I feel maybe it's the upbringing or how I've, like, through my whole life, how I've actually felt with gospel. When somebody mentions gospel, I have this type of feeling I get. Yes, this whole Esther Smith, like. That's how I've listened to gospel all my life. There's nothing wrong with, and there's nothing wrong with listening to the NFs and the. So I'm not saying, I'm not condemning gospel rap. It's just how it makes me feel. It doesn't make me get into the
godly. Okay. Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, interesting. I don't know if you guys remember. I mean, the time we did school, there was this whole conversation about Illuminati and hip hop.
Listen. Every time I listen to hip hop, I hate the fact that our school authority sat down, called us into a school auditorium, and allowed people to lie to us.
Really?
Lie to us that Beyonce is this and Jay-Z does this. And bro,
I'm like, come on. Get into the Illuminati, like.
Look, so coming out of school, you're already prejudiced towards hip hop. Like, all you know is gospel. You have no mind for any other thing. And all. What you know right now is literally based on lies. So it's going to be difficult for you to accept anything. Yeah. So not even to accept, but to even maybe see, like maybe listen to what you understand, because we are human beings. Everyone grows up with a certain opinion on something, but as you grow up, your opinion changes based on experiences. You meet people who challenge your opinion and show you proof to back what they are saying, and you reform your opinion. That's how we evolve.
Okay.
So you are coming out of SSN, you're already prejudiced against this particular thing that you know nothing about. You understand? Every time I remember that, then I hate it.
You ask yourself, how many of these school authorities listen to hip hop? It's just something they've heard, or maybe there's been a theory on YouTube that they actually just watched once or twice. They didn't even make any research into it to find out what actually makes Beyonce Illuminati or what makes Jay-Z Illuminati or whatever. It's just some theory. And these theories, if you go on YouTube, yeah, 4,000. And myself, I can even sit down and edit some videos, put some goat head inside somewhere.
The map of SI, man.
Yeah.
It's always fascinating how they get the people at the time, like, oh, Jay-Z has done
this,
like
this.
And Beyonce has done this. And I don't know if you're not people are going to have a meeting, they call them.
You know the funny thing?
Yeah.
For them to gain access to this young children whose minds are ready to be molded, all they have to do is say that they're a Christian organization.
Before you even started the whole podcast, we had a conversation about Christianity.
Yeah.
So on to what my friend was saying. Like, you need to have some. You need to open up to questions. You need to open up.
We Christians, we never, like, sometimes we don't vet people.
Yes.
We don't vet people.
We are scared to ask questions.
Just because he's a fellow Christian, and it's different from questioning the person's faith. You understand? I'm a Christian, you're also a Christian. But it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to accept whatever that you are saying to me.
Exactly.
You understand? So sometimes, and I'm not saying this to slight anybody, but sometimes you've been in the church, and your church will be having this 1 week revival, and you'll bring this pastor, and you're wondering, what is happening?
In the person's mind.
You understand?
Let's get back to music. I mean, as Christians, right? Are we at liberty to listen to any kind of music?
First of all, this is a gray area.
Okay.
I call it a gray area because it's one of the things that has not been specifically said in the Bible. You know, the Bible gives commandments about almost everything.
Mm.
But some of the things, they just give you directions. They don't tell you what to do.
Mm.
So I feel as your spirit is led.
Mm.
Whenever you consume something,
yeah,
your spirit will tell you. Your inner man will tell you, will let you know whether you like it or not.
Mm.
And if your inner man keeps on prompting you and you decide not to listen to your inner man, then that thing that you are consuming erodes or it runs over your inner man.
Mm.
So now that thing has, like, there's literally nothing to prompt you. You've lost that thing that will prompt you that, yo, this is not good for you.
Mm.
So, yeah, you should follow your spirit and you should literally pray about everything.
Pray about everything. Yeah. Walid, what do you think?
So, when we started, I asked, so what is gospel? Is it about the lyrics, music? Is it about the lyrics or is the beat? So, if there's nice lyrics and it's on reggae beat, does it mean I won't listen to it?
Mm.
Because it's not, in quote, gospel.
Mm.
I don't think so. And besides, whenever music is visually words that you're saying to someone that is on the beat, mm. Music expert. Is it not something like words,
yeah,
that you are saying it on the beat? Mm. So if I like someone and I want to express that and I don't mention it at all, and then I don't use Bible verse in the name of them, then I love you, and I say it in another way that is not on the gospel beat but it's on an R&B beat,
mm.
does it make it wrong to listen?
Mm.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think our normal conversation, if you put it on beat, to give you a music, to give you some,
yeah,
doesn't mean you can't listen to it.
No.
I didn't think so. So me, so far as I said, it's not perverted. It's not okay. Something that is leading you somewhere you shouldn't go.
Okay.
I think you can listen to it.
Okay. But do you believe like music can actually do that? I mean, you can listen to a kind of music and then you want to have sex.
Yes.
Yes. Fact. If you can listen to, well, of
this is fact.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Of course. If you can listen to radio stations, let's say Iraq or something, listen to la 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 la, and they always do, or even people are inciting you to go and do something. Mm. Just put that incitement on a beat. Boom, then you go and bomb some places.
Mm.
You understand? Mm. So like I said, words on a beat.
Okay.
That makes it nice.
Okay.
So if someone sits on the radio station can incite you to go and kill another person, and someone sits at the studio or put those same words on the beat, can decide to go and do the same thing. So yes, if you listen to perverted songs, likely to go and have sex. You listen to gospel songs, you're likely to have that passion and then worship God in your heart small, small.
Okay.
So yes.
As human beings, you are a product of what you feel yourself. What you consume.
Your one come on.
Give them. you're a product of what you consume.
Mm.
So whatever you consume, even if you try to hold yourself back, no matter how strong you are, something will crack.
The body is weak.
There will be a crack.
The body is weak.
When it cracks, it's like when you are holding, when you buy ice water, you remember ice water?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And you keep on pouring the water, and there is a small tear.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Mm.
So, control what you consume.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I decided with my friends.
Okay.
It's very true. Like, once you're a Christian and you don't want to veer off the Christian faith and do like what is not expected of you, you have to be very cautious what you feed into your mind, body, and soul. So music, people actually listen to music, some type of music, before they even do drive-bys.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Some people actually like sit in cars like for a couple of minutes listening to like music that's gonna like ginger them up to go kill somebody. Like that's drive-by. So I think 50 Cent had like this music, is it Bloodhound or something? Yeah. Actually, like people, like from statistics, they say like it led after the release of that album, shoot up rates actually got high in New York or something, for like 60% or something. So, yeah, So you just have to be careful what you feed yourself. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. back on campus, so Fridays is usually Mojama nights. We call it charging. And then you could see boys, you know, charging and then with passion and they are crying like they're shedding tears, like singing profane songs. Like you like it was
an, give us an example.
I beg, you look really friendly.
We'll make our charges.
I beg you. You know, so I mean, do you think music is spiritual?
Very.
Yeah.
It's very.
So you in the Bible, David played the harp, singing, and then the demons left Saul.
Yeah.
You think just anything can do that?
Spiritual.
Wow.
Just because you don't know or understand that aspect of music does not mean it will affect you. Yeah, it won't affect you. It music would. Is very, very,
like
very
it's,
spiritual.
It's hidden somewhere in your subconscious mind. If like you sleep with certain types of music for a while, I think you can even wake up singing the music, even though you slept through it.
Yeah.
You can wake up with the lyrics in your head. Maybe the music will be playing and then you might say a few words from it. You don't even know how you had you actually got there into the lyrics of the song. Yeah. So and even when you watch or you go to all these festivals, these traditional festivals, you see when they are chanting and they are doing their things, there's some type of music they involve themselves into so much they start feeling a certain way. It's not just any music that actually they have certain things they say in that tune that makes them get into that mood, and then
there's a reason why they use music to invoke certain gods.
Yes.
There's a reason why when certain people sing certain worship songs, the heavens come down. There's a reason why when someone is performing on a certain stage, you see people lying down and music is very spiritual. Don't let anybody deceive you. Very, very, very spiritual. So that thing you are listening to is very. People just listen to any and everything. You need to set. It's like you need to set sort of a firewall to clear the unnecessary to sieve what you are listening to. Very, very, very important. Music is very, very spiritual. Don't play with music at all.
But I feel like especially in our youth today, it's like you don't really censor those things. Like I mean. Once, it's nice.
Look, God called David a man after his own heart.
To the man come. The man come. Yeah, yeah.
Give them.
There are a lot of mighty prophets and prophetess and whatever. Look, even Elijah and but still, God called David someone who killed someone's husband at the war front and slept with his wife. God called him a man after his own heart. Don't joke with musical.
Michael.
Don't joke at all.
Some people even classify music as the higher form of prayer. Because if you can actually like turn your words into songs or melodies, it's not everybody who can do that. Like it takes like a certain skill, or you have to be in a certain realm for you to feel a certain way to put your words into a melody. So, yeah.
Sometimes music is like, sometimes you are feeling a certain way and you want to pray, but for how to translate your feelings through your brain to channel them out of your mouth is a whole nother thing. But then you will be singing this song and your intent is different, like and God knows our hearts, like God literally knows everything. That so you are singing the song, but what your intent is, what you're going to, what's in your heart, that's what God is looking at. Music is very, very spiritual, Charlie.
Interesting.
So true. I remember this movie, I didn't watch it in full. Empire. I watched some parts. Remember sometimes I'll never give up, I know that song. The way the girl was singing it, wasn't catching up with the feeling Lucius wanted.
Wow.
I remember the song.
You remember
that? Yeah, but no, I don't remember the melody itself.
And then she had to put herself in that situation. And then it could bring out what Lucius wanted. And I realized, yeah, this thing is spiritual. It's more spiritual than any other thing I can think of. So, yes, music is very spiritual.
Okay, interesting. So, let's talk about the effect of music, whether positive or negative, because, I mean...
I think it goes beyond that. We have to start looking at the effects of music, financially, socially, like all those things. Because financially, music is a very lucrative. If you are very good at music, it's a very lucrative thing for you. Nowadays, it's very easy to even make money off music. You just go get studio time. And nowadays, there are even studios that even rent studio time. So you get a studio time, you record your track, you put it out, you pay for some marketing, like you invest into your craft. And if it's very good and if it catches up, all you have to do is just sit back and the money is going to trickle into your account. People are going to stream your music all over the world.
Okay.
When you take an artist like EL is a very big artist in Ghana. But his biggest song ever, like the song that has the most streams, was not a hit in Ghana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which song is it?
EL, Higher. You can check it out. Is it Higher? It'd be Higher. EL in biggest song, the one he did Spotify.
Yeah.
To be Higher.
I've forgotten
that. You can check. Okay. It wasn't a hit in Ghana.
Wow.
They weren't playing it in Ghana.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's his biggest song. I'll check.
Okay. Interesting.
So it's like music has so many effects. Socially, music brings us together. Because when you are in the club and I'm in the club and I don't know you, but some music comes on and music creates an avenue for socialization and whatnot. Sometimes a significant part of our generation grew up as introverts.
Yeah.
If I find out you are listening to the same music I'm listening to, it gives us some sort of connection where we can build up and become friends.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that's another effect of music.
Mm.
Let's talk of development.
Mm.
I remember when we were kids and we had music and art. It was a requirement for you to know how to read and write music.
Mm.
So music is actually creating jobs for people.
Wow.
A lot of our artists nowadays don't necessarily know how to play instruments, and I don't blame them, and it's not a requirement for someone who is like for a musician to know how to play an instrument. But then for those who know how to play, when they perform live, you can see it. Those who know how to play the instrument, when they perform live, it is very, very evident. You can see it. Some of these people have to learn the craft. So like when you perform live, there are drummers, there are pianists, there are even sound people. You need video people for
your,
so it's creating a whole economy on its own. You understand? So sometimes it's crazy how, I feel like Ghana right now has one of the most diverse music industries in the whole of Africa. Nigeria is doing it big, but when you take Afrobeat from Nigeria, what do they really have? You understand? When you take Afrobeat, I'm sure they have a very good alternative music industry.
Okay.
But then Ghana has a very, because we have hip hop, we have Afrobeat, we have high life, we have a lot of alternative acts coming up. Look, it's very diverse. So it's so crazy to me that the music ministry does not necessarily invest into these people, because these people could literally be reaping in millions and billions. Just imagine if we are having a Sarkodie concert in Ghana and people are flying in. Just imagine the kind of money. But they are not investing on it, and they are sitting on the monies that these musicians need to create the music. So music has a lot of effect. There are a lot of, if you want to look at other, none comes to mind, right? But if you want to look at other areas, there are lots that we could look at.
Interesting. Charlie, guys, we are wrapping up. Give us your final words.
So you want to wrap up? Wrap now.
let me go first. If you are into music, if you are an upcoming artist, take some time to learn the business of music.
Okay.
There's one thing that Mr. Easy did when he was coming, and somehow, some way, that thing always stuck to me. When he had money, he bought a plane ticket, flew straight to Apple Music, and sat down and talked to them about how to get his music there, like how to reach other people and everything. When he got onto Apple Music, he went onto the back page of Apple Music. Then he looked at his streams. He looked at where majority of his streams were coming from. Then he did a flyer. So let's say his majority of his streams is coming from maybe North Carolina. He did a flyer that there will be touring universities in North Carolina. It wasn't true. But because he did a flyer, the university saw it and they booked him.
Wow.
You understand?
Sharp guy.
So, you need to really understand the music business as an artist, as an upcoming artist, as whatever it is you are. Just understand the music business, understand contracts. If you don't understand contracts, let someone explain it to you. Because this music thing is very, very lucrative.
Yeah.
Don't sit down for someone to deceive you. Very, very lucrative, because you are putting in your heart and you are putting in everything. These are your stories to tell. Don't let someone take advantage of you.
Wow.
And music is very spiritual. So please control what you listen.
Wow.
What you consume can make you or unmake you.
Wow. Right. Interesting. Very interesting, Walid.
Okay, he has talked about music business.
Yeah.
Me, I consume music. I don't know anything about the business.
Okay.
So I like good music. Realize that most of our parents will say, oh, money moon your partner. First, no. It is a lie. They also had Basa music.
I'm telling you.
It's just that those ones did not survive the test of time.
Mm.
So if you're making music, young upcoming artists, do music that will last the test of time.
Mm.
Please. We want to listen to something good. Not just jump into the studio and start producing anything for the 15 years boys, 40 years boys who follow. When they grow up 25, they'll stop.
Mm.
And you have any support base again. So sit down, read something. Learn something. Mm. Do music that will affect people positively.
Mm. All right, thank you. Is that what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, cool.
I think when you're upcoming, you should basically learn everything around music. Like, make it to even the extent that even if you can produce yourself or you can understand the production process, it's going to help you as well, because now you a little bit diversified from just doing the music to actually doing the music.
Okay.
So learn the business aspect, as my friend said. And I think I saw Kuvi's tweets about the music aspect, the business aspect of music. I think I favorited it. It's in my tweet somewhere. He actually broke it down to knowing how you even have to read your contracts.
Mm.
And Mr. Easy is one of the smartest people I know when it comes to the business side of music. He actually based his money or his income from his streams.
Mm.
No, and he knows how to position himself in the market. He's everywhere, but he's not everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's everywhere he is, but he's very... He knows what he's doing. That's all I can say about Mr. B. He really knows what he's doing.
Mm.
And I think a few people are trying to learn from him. Can promise I've seen. Basically. And watch other people. Try and learn from other people's mistakes, where they went wrong. Go back in time.
Mm.
Those people who are still not very relevant for their music. Learn what they did wrong, where they fell short. Basically, open up. Mm. Maybe we're doing hip hop, but just learn from everybody else. Mm. And I think it's going to be.
Yeah, and mind you, Adame was in the Laboni cipher, so he definitely knows what he was talking about.
Wow.
Yeah, he has a history of being a rapper. So
I make it up some bars.
Yeah, maybe you could give us a couple of 60s.
Charlie,
if you do as honest.
Yeah. Oh, that's some 60, some 16 bars, Charlie.
16.
Yeah. Oh, what then? All right, listeners, on that note, we'll bring the curtains down to another episode of The Crossroads Show. There's one thing I've learned throughout this conversation, that music is really powerful. Music is spiritual. So be careful of the things, I mean, the kind of music, you know, you listen to, because it can make you or unmake you. Fawo.